a very difficult Gemara. Svasema says it's very difficult to understand. Boy minei ahusove me rabzeire. Alte yid es rabzeire ashaile. Sheiresh keneged nekev mali omar rabshime. We heard in the Mishnah that Rab Shimon held that an otzitz nokuv is a din of tolush. Rashi says that the nekev was on the side. And according to the Chachamim, since the zroim are meiriach, the lachluchis are karka, so it's considered mechuba. For some reason, Rab Shimon does not hold of this svarah, that it becomes mechuba through that it's meiriach the lachluchis akarka. So the Sava Esther Shaila, from Rab Zeire, Sheirish Keneged Nekev Mali. What if the Sheirish will be Keneged HaNekev? I think Pshat in the Shaila is, let's first try to explain the Tzia. I think that the Shaila is that the Sheirish is B'mokim HaNekev, and the Shaila is as follows. What is the svare of Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon holds that an otzitz naku has a din of tolush. So is the svare, is he chaylik v'chlal on the whole din of yinike, and even though it's yinik, he doesn't hold it's mechuba? Or maybe that's not the machlekes. It could be that Rab Shimon also holds, mitzad the yinike, it should be called mechuba. Now why is it called tolush? Could be that it finds itself in a keli, so the keli is mafkia the shem chibur. That means, since it finds itself in a keli, so this is the rishus of the zroim. So the keli is mafkia the shem chibur. And if we will assume this, and perhaps it's mistava to say like this, because it's not mistava to say there's a machloikis and hilchis yenike. If we will say this, so the shaila was sheirish keneged anekev. So perhaps we can assume, since there's no keli that is choytzitz bein ha-sheirish la'avir, so then we could say that here the keli is not mafkia v'shem chibur. That means if the nekev is minatzad and the zroim find themselves in the keli, so there the keli is mafkia v'shem chibur shaboy. It's not, even though it's yoinik, but since it finds itself in a keli, so memele the keli is mafkia. Because it finds itself in the keli is choytetz bein el bein karkas, even though there is a yenike, but we consider that it is not bottled to the karke. We consider it finds itself in the keli. So the yenike is not sufficient to give it a shem mechuba lekarke. But if it's sheirish keneged haneke, so then, there's no keli that is choytzitz bein ha-sheirish lekarke. So then the keli is not mafkia the shame mechuba shaboy. Then it is called mechuba. Or maybe not. Maybe since lamais it has a teiris keli, even though where the sheirish is, there's an opening, but that's still called, it finds itself in a keli, and the keli is mafkia the shame chibur. I think that is the shaila of the Gemara. Let us go a little further. Ishtik v'loy om alei v'loy midi. He didn't answer. Let us see Rashi. Mali omar Rab Shimon mi moide doho kimechubahu. That's the Rishash's girsa. Does he hold here it's like mechubah hai shayrish? Because the keli is in choytzit, v'itol sholei b'shabes mechayit. I don't know. Zimnecha da'ashkechei, Now this Sove found Rab Zeir another time. The Yosef Ekoma, Umayde Rab Shimon, She'im Nikev Bechdei Taharosoi, if the Keli is Nikev Bechdei Taharosoi, that the Zroim are called Mechuba. Let us see Rashi. Zimnim Pam Acheres, Shimnikev ha'otzitz b'chdei ta'arosoi. What does that mean? V'she'im nitma nitar b'shvir azu. If the otzitz was mekabel tuma once, and now there was a nekev in this otzitz that would be metairet. This nekev is a teire shvira. V'ahaynu kemaitzi zayitz. This nan b'meseches kelim. The shear is of that of Moitzi's eyes. Now we have a din that a shvire of a klicheres is metayer the klicheres. What is a teire shvire? So if it is Moitzi as eyes, so that means it was oimet the whole zaysim, and now there's a hole in it that it's Moitzi zaysim. So the halacha is that it's toyer. That's called a shvire. Why is this called a shvire? Because this hole is mafkia the shimush of the keli. The keli is oimit for zeisim. So this hole takes away the shimush of the keli. So that is metayer the hole. Now let us be magdam one nikuda, which I think is emes. Where is this hole? This hole, let's say you have a keli. And the doifnei akeli are 5 tefachim tall. And you have a hole by the top tefach of the keli. Is be'etzem, the keli could still hold zeisim. The first 4 bottom tefachim can hold zeisim. But achsechmir, the keli is still toil. Why? Because that is the aloche that taras klicher, ashvire in a klicheres is metar the keli. And the shame shvira is called, when is it called shavo? Shvirosei metaharosei. Pshad is, if this shvira is oiker the shimush of the keli, that means, if it's oimetol zeisim and you have a smaller hole, so that's called broken. It's not sholem. But it's not called a shvira that is metaya. But if it's oimet for zeisim, and now this keli cannot function in its completeness for the shimush it's oimed for, so it's metayo the keli. Sheim nikiv ha'otzitz b'chdei taharosoi, sheim nitma nitar b'shvira zu. What does it mean? That's the probe. That this is a shvira that could be metayo the keli. V'haynil kemoitzi zayitz, this nan b'meseches kelim, klicheres ha'osei li'oichlim, שיורי כזייסה. ומוידה רב שמן בוהו, וחושב מחובר כל הזרועים שבסויכוי, דסו לא יהבי כאלה. So what did Rab Zeir say? Now we see klol, the svara we had mentioned before, that the whole svara of Rab Shimon is, not because it's not yoinik, because the shame keli is mafki, the shame mechuber, it's not mechuber lekark, it's in a keli. The minute it loses the shame keli, so it's mechuba. So this Sava heard this from Rab Zeir. But he didn't like this. Omalei, so yes, the makash. Hash the shoyrish keneged nekev. Boi minoch loyamarta liva loymidi. I asked you a shayla shoyrish keneged nekev. In my shaila was that since the shayrish is connected the nekev, so where the shayrish is, there's no keli. So I wanted to declare, since there's no keli there, so mamele, so therefore it's not mafkiya the shame chibul. And you didn't answer me. So you held, even though there's no keli there, it's still called not mechuba. And you go and you say that if on the 5th tefach there's a hole, even where the shayrish is a kli mafsik, but on the 5th tefach there's a hole, and since this hole is metayer the keli legal behilchis tumeh, Meili Nizroim is called Mechuba. So I think the Sava held my Shaila was an easier Shaila than your Shaila. My Shaila was there's no Keli there whatsoever. If Afal Piken, you didn't want to tell me that it's called Mechuba. And you're telling me where there is a Keli, but there was something that was Metayr the Keli from Hilchis Tumeh, and it's called Mechuba. Nikev Mechdei Tarosoy Mi Boy? So I don't understand you. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, V'yitma lohoda rabzeire hochi yudi itma. No, you misunderstood Rab Zeire. Take Rab Zeire said, Umoide Rab Shimon shimnike bechdei taharosoi. Rab Shimon said something else. Rab Shimon said, shimnike lemato merevis. If it was nike lemato merevis. Now, you have to understand what did Abaye say. What is different now? Zot Rashi, Nikev Bechdei Taharosoi Mi Boy. Nikev Bechdei Taharosoi, if you were Misupik, by Shoirish Keneged HaNekev, even though there's no Keli there, you still were Misupik. Nikev Bechdei Taharosoi Mi Boy, Davalon Lesvuki Bei Bahanov. The Lav Keneged HaNekev. If there you are misupik, so here where the shayrish is keneged akeli, you zikha should have been misupik. Ba'at poshat elohu de kulu mechubadinu. And there you are poshat that it's called mechubel. So the Soviet did not understand Rab Zeire's line of thought. So Abaye said, yitmel ed Rab Zeire, the moide Rab Shimon b'shum nekev, hochi yudi yitmel. Not sheim nikev b'chdei taharosoi. No, sheimnikev lemato mirevis. Sheeinoi machzik revis min hanekev ulemato. The botso mehochi lav keliyu. So what did Abaye say? So Abaye said that you're 100% right, the Soviet. If be'etzim it's a keli, and that it's functioning as a keli, now you have a hole on the top, and that hole is metayel the keli from tumen. That zicher is not mistaver, that is mafkiya the shame keili, that is mafkiya the shame keili, that it should be called mechuba. If shayrish keneged hanekev is there's a svara that it's not mechuba, so here the zicher a svara that it's not mechuba, even though the keili is, it becomes toyer. What does tare have to do, in the shailuf? It's for ta keili. Now, if you did hear something from Rab Zeire, you heard from Rab Zeire as follows. That the nekev was on the bottom. And the nekev on the bottom made that you cannot put a revius in this keli. Because the nekev is so low that it will not hold a revius. This nekev is not a nekev that is only metayer the keli. This nekev in Metzius makes it ois keli. You can't use it anymore. There's a hole there on the bottom. It doesn't have a base kibble of revius. So here it's ois keli. That's what Rab Zeire said. So Memele Dachsim Rabbi said like this. If the Metzius it's ois keli, it doesn't have a shame keli. Not it became toil from Tumas keli. If it became ois keli, so Memele, so then it's called Mechuba. But Rab Zeire had a sofik shayrish keneged hanekev. That's right. That there's nothing chaytzitz bein a shayrish lekarke. But it still has a shame keli. It still has a shame keli. So memeli, because it could be the shame keli sheboy is mafkia, even though the zroim are keneged the nekev. It's not shat the zroim are not in the keli. The zroim are in the keli. So the zroim gefinden sich in a keli, so that gives it a teiris tolus. Even though it's keneged hanekev. Keneged hanekev doesn't make that it's mufka from the keli. It's in a keli, and it's keneged hanekev sheba keli. So memele there, Rab Zeire was mesupik. Because could be the nekev is not, it does not make it, it's not, it's gefinden sich nicht in a keli. It has a teiris keli.
So when there's a teiris keli, so could be this is mafkiya v'shem chibul sheboy. Masha ein kein. If the nekev made that it loses the shem keli in ganz, it's not usable anymore as a keli. There, Rab Zeira held that it doesn't have a shem keli, and there the since it's yoinik, so lemaisa has a din mechuba. Vachsach mil, this is pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Umayde Rab Shimon shim nekev bechdei taharosay. Now we're going according to the first memra of Rab Zeira. Perish kemoitzi zayis. But they taharosoi of a kli cheres kemoitzi zayis. And they says the Gemara now held that a shvire that is metayr the keli is enough to be mafkia the shem keli and there's a din mechuba. Perish kemoitzi zayis. The stomai shall kli cheres lo eichlen. Normally a kli cheres is oimed lo eichlen, v'shiyuron kemoitzi zayis. V'nira l'ri, the haino taime, the moide, why is Rab Shimon moide, if it doesn't have, if it's toil from tumas keilen, min v'shim de botol agav karke, k'shenike v'chdei taros. That the Yisroim become botol to the karke, if there was a nekim that's metayr the keili, so that is, Machlish the koyach hakeli, the koyach hafka of the keli, and memela, so the zroim become bottle to the cup. So what are we saying? So we're saying that a neke hametayer, then Rab Shimon will be moide that the zroim will have a teiris chibur. V'davke benikiv kemoitzei zayin. Avol bekli hamiyuched lamashkin. According now, the way we're learning now, that a nekev hametayer is mafkiya d'shem keli. So what'll be if you have a keli that is, if you'll have a keli that is oimed lamashkin? So there, the shir tare is kainis mashkin. If the hole is big enough that if you put it into water, water will come into the hole. So memele, so that hole is metayr the keli. So what will be legabi zroin? So Taisa says avol bekli hamiyuchad lamashkin afal pi shetaharosay bekaynis mashke. Even though you can be metayr the keli bekaynis mashke, leimrin in the bottle. Here we won't say that the zroin become bottle agav kalke. So l'chayr ha'taisis means to say, but there's another shiloh, you need yanika also. We're speaking about after the hole is at least kesherish cotton. So then we have a shir yanika, then we can start being mafalpul, is there a nulchisorim that the keli gives it a teiris tolosh, or the keli doesn't give it a teiris tolosh. That's after there's a yanike. But kolzman, there's no sheirish cotton, so memele, we don't have the aleph to make it mechuba. So it is not yainik bechlal. If it is not yainik bechlal, so memele, according to everyone, it's zichah is a teiris tolosh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove. Chomesh midois b'klicheres. There are five dinim by a klicheres. Nikei kemoitzi mashke. If there's a hole in this klicheres, and the size of the hole is kemoitzi mashke, not kainis mashke, moitzi mashke, which is a smaller hole. That means if there's any water in the keli, it'll drip out. Toher militame gistere. So if this is a gistere, it is toyer. And if it's not a gistere, vadayin keili hu lekodesh. Lekodesh boy mechatos. Now let us see Rashi. Chomesh midois garsina. I don't know what the other girsa was. Kemaitzi mashke, nekev dak mi oit, shamashke yoitzi boy. Toyer militame gistere, kloima, im kli sholem hu. If it is a kli sholem, ein initabakach. If you have a keli that is a ganze keili, and it has a hole that is moitzi mashke. It's not toyer. We'll see why so. Avo, im ho yosheva keili, but what if this was a broken keili to begin with? Vohoya roili shtamish boy. In this sheva keili had a shimush, even though it was shovel. The mekabel tume mishenishba. It is mekabel tume mishenishba. Kedisnan, hein v'kalker yisayim, means kalker yisayim, v'defna yisayim, yoshim shalom yisamochim. If a chelik of a keli has a shimush in its broken form, it's mekabel tume, ba'ilu treifis. And this is called a gistere. A gistere is called a chelik of a keli. Now, if this gistere, which is mekabel tume, v'nikev shuv kemoitzi mashke, now it got a hole in it, kemoitzi mashke, that means, let's say this gistere, let's say we split you had a chavis, and it was split in half. Now you'll put it on its side. So it's mekabel. The side, that's tafnoiseyim, is mekabel. You can put it on the side, and it rests on the side, and you can put some mashkin in it, in the curvature of the keli holds it. So memele, it's mekabel tume. Now, if in this side, that is mekabel tume b'teiris gistere, there will be a naked moitzi mashke, eine tome oig mishim teiris gistere. So memele, it is not mekabel tume. So, but this is only a haloche in tumas gistere. Gistere is a tume that applies to a shever keili. So here, this shever keili is not permitted to have any hole whatsoever. The minute there is a hole, kemaitzi mashke, it is toyer. Gistere shever keili. Ulekame meforish taime, tada poradume. What's the longest? The ain shever keili choshuv lahatznioi. Why does one use a shever keili? Because he can still use it. Still has a base kibble. I can hold small things in it. I put it on its side. It's yoshev shaloi b'misumochim. It rests on the ground. I can put some mashkin. I can still use it. But ein shever keili choshev latzniyu mishenikev. Because if it's going to leak out, so you don't save it anymore. What happens with a keili? What happens with a keili that has a whole mitzi mashke? It has a teiris keili. It's also going to leak out. But by a keili, we say, tznishke pelech. We'll say, hove gistere. We'll take a sheva keili and we'll put it underneath the hole of the keili. And so memele, so that'll stop up, that'll put a stopper on the hole. So memele, so by a kli sholem, we say, hove gistere. But by a gistere, we don't say hove gistere le gistere. If the whole thing is a sheva keili and there's a hole already, forget about it. So we throw it away. That's the Gemara's going to say, "Vayted af tadik vov amadal." That's what Rashi says here. Olakami meforish time, but then sheva keili choshev latni b'shenike v'loy mehove gistere acher, hove gistere v'no niach tachto lekabel tiftif anoitiv mis. Avam hoyak li sholim v'nikiv mat. Hey, ma avdi noise. It's a shot because of a small hole. You're going to go and go it away. Eloima. You say, have a gistere achev and a niach tachtov. We'll take a gistere, we'll put it underneath it. So it will not run out. So that is the first halacha. That a gistere, chamesh midas v'kli cheres, nikev kemoitzi mashke, toyer melatame gistere. If it has a nekev kemoitzi mashke, so it's not metame tumes pateres gistere. Above a dying keili hula kadish boi mechatos. Nikiv, let's see Rashi weiter. Dain keili lekadish boi mechatas, kloima, im keili sholemoy, it was a ganze keili. The nikiv kemoitzi mashka, dain kol teiris keili yolo. It is a teiris keili. Vafilu lekadish boi mechatas, ba'if apore. The beaming keili roi, the chsiv mayim chayim el keili. It is a teiris keili. Cholshkein, shemekabel tumit. Zichem mekabel tumme also, that's called a shvire in the keili. Agbalas tumme need a teire shvire. Here, this also says a teire keili. A keili with all is still called a keili. That's if it's a whole kemoitzi mashke. Nikiv kekainis mashke. What if it got a bigger hole now? Now we got a whole kekainis mashke. Now it's toir melekadish by mechatos. Zogt Rashi, toir melekadish by mechatos. Toir lav dafke. That was a toir. It means you can't use it for mechatos. Elakemoi toir yoime. We had in the beginning of brachas claim a bottle loy miteres keili that they went away. Bottle loy miteres keili leinyan mechatos. It does not have a teres keili leinyan mechatos. It loses the shame keili. Since it has a nekev godel of kainis mashke. Va'adayin keili hu la'achshir ba'izroi. But still it has a teiris keili that it is called talush, and the zroim inside will be mekabel hechshir. Va'adayin keili hu linyin hechshir zroim zutrashi. Hazruim besoyche dechtlushim nino vafilo rabono she'ein nekev ze roi lohariach lachluchis hakarke. It's zicher called tolush because a nekev of kainis mashke is not the zroim are not meriach the reiach hakarke. So the male will be mekabel hershe nikev kesheiresh koten toyer milahachshir boizroim. But what if it has a nekev of sheirish cotton? Toil melahachshir b'izroim, so memele, then you cannot be machshir that has a teiris chibo. Zot Rashi, nikev kesheirish cotton, have a tveimi b'koinis mashke. This is a bigger hole than koinis mashke. Toil melahachshir z'roim, now you cannot be machshir z'roim. The rabbono, the Havi Otzitz Noku. This is an Otzitz Noku, but the Rabbonon, what the Rabbonon say, it has a Teiris Chibu. So Memele, now it's Yoinik already. So Memele, so the Zroim Shebesoichai will not be Mekabel Hechshe. Now there's a Kasha on this Rashi, that the Marshon Chsam Sefer is. We learned yesterday that Lagabi Hechsher, there's no machlokes between Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. We learned yesterday that Rab Shimon holds an Otzitz Noku, even though as a dintolush Lagabi Kola Teirekule, but we have a Ribui Asher Yizoreya, that a Chibur Koldu helps to make it Mechubur Lagabi Hechsher Zroi. So the Marsha asks, why did Rashi say that this is going according to the Rabbono? Let us wait till we come to Dav Tzadik Vav to tell over the Chsam Sefer's Teretz, which is a very Gishmaka Teretz. Al Koponim, so now we're up to the third Mide, that it's Yeshboi Nekev Kishoyresh Kotten, it's Toyim Melahachshir Boizroim. But Vadayim Keilihu, the Kabul Boizaisim. Zogt Rashi v'dayin keilu kabel b'izaisin. That means this keili is still mekabel tumen. Shushir le tumen bekol kli cheres ha'osi lo'ichlen. Stam. Kol zman shelo yichtu le rimoinim. Stam kli cheres is oimed le kabel zaisin. So without a special yichud, the minute there'll be a hole that's the size of a zayis, so the keili will become toyer. Mekabel adayin tumen. So nikiv kesheirish cotton toyer melachshir b'izroim v'dayin keiliu lekabel b'izaisim. Since it can be mekabel zaisim, so it's mekabel tumen. Nikiv kemoitzi zaisim. But what happens if there was a nekev kemoitzi zaisim toyer melekabel b'izaisim? So now it is toyer melekabel b'izaisim. It's toyer now. And because v'adayin keilu lekabel boi remoin. If you are meyached for remoinim, so memele, then it'll be mekabel tume. Because you are meyached for remoinim. And so it's mekabel tume. Nikiv kemoitzi remoinim, toyer miklo. But later, if you had a whole kemoitzi remoinim, so then it is toyer. Zot Rashi, Toyam lekabel boizeis. Im kleimam lekabel oitume mishum teires tam kli cheres. Shrek shiyuram kezeis. Vim hoisa olof tume nitar mimenu. Because the keli is oimed for zeisim. And when the nekev comes, that's a shevel, that's metayah the keli. Vadayin keli yu lekabel boi remoinim. Shem yichdoi shuv lerimoinim mekabel tume mikano lahabe. Aim haye me yuchid la rimayne mitchile is leinita. Tayer miklo. What happens if it was now a nekev like a nekev the size of a rimay? Now it's completely toyer. Mishum keili. Elohim came at sniya legistere. But Rashi says even though it doesn't have a teiras keili, but it can have a teiras gistere. Gistere is the chachatzi keili. But for a gister, you need a yichud to use it b'teiras gistere. Elim came at sniya legistere, yitma b'teiras gistere. Then it'll be mekabel tume b'teiras gistere. Yeah. Ve'im hukav tzomit posel, ad she yivchas rubay. If this was a kli cheres, and they found himself in the oil ames, and there was a tzomid posel olof, there was a seal on top of it, and you have a hole on the side of it. So bim hukav tzomid posel, the kalim shebesoichai, the oichlam, whatever is in the tzomid posel, the oichlam shebesoichai, and im tzoyim b'oil ames, are toher, ad she yifchas ruboy. Which this is a moire dike chiddush. That means, let's picture the chiddush. You have a kli cheres, that there's a seal on the top, and you have apples inside the kli cheres, and you have a big hole in the kli cheres, the size of a rimoin, and the hole is there, the mace is in the room, and lemaise, the mace is in the room, and lemaise, the apples are toil. Even though the apples are facing the mace, unless it's nifchas ruboy, unless roiv of this keli, became nifchas, it became broken, such a big hole, then it will not be metayer anymore. We'll see, it won't be metayer anymore unless you put a tzomit posel on it. Let us see Rashi. V'im hoya mukiv tzomit posel, v'u b'oyel ha-meis, ein tume nichneses boi derech nekev. So this hole, you have a hole the size of a rimoy, the tume will not go in. U matzil al kol ma shebesoichoi. This keli is matzil al kol ma shebesoichoi. The tume ha-meis stays outside. Ad she yivchay sruboi. Zot Rashi ha-meir dikalom this. The whole kli posuach tziv. A kli that is posuach is mekabel tume boyel ames. Derech pesach nichneses loy tume, v'loy derech nikovov. A nekev is not a pesach, so memele the tume goes till the keli, it stands outside of it, I couldn't talk, I can't go in. The tumah only goes in when you open a pesach for your peseach pesach for it, then the tumah goes in. Without a psiches a pesach, the tumah will remain outside, and the oichlam atoyer. But, if it's ruboy, that is a teiras pesach already. If ruboy is nifchas, so even though it wasn't made l'shem pesach, but that already is a pesach, that's not called a nekev, that is called a Pesach, and Tuma will go in. This is Shitas Rashi. Now, let us see Toysif. Toyer milakadish boy meichatos. So we learned if there is a nekev kikoynis mashke, it is toyer milakadish boy meichatos, so you cannot use it for meichatos, because it doesn't have a shem keli, since it's toyer milakadish boy meichatos. The cholshkein zektaisis the toyer melekabel tume im hoya meyuchad lamashke. It is ziche toyer melekabel tume im hoya meyuchad lamashke. If it's miuchad lamashkin, it is not mekabel tuma either, but kainis mashke. Kainis mashke is metaya. Now, Taisva says a kolshke. Now, what is the kolshke? So, in Chaydish Ha'aviv, I saw that he wants to say, what is the kolshke? Because he says, mechatos really is, it's really not miyuchid for a pure liquid. You put in ashes there and dust, so the mechatos is a more of a pasty substance. It's a more of a thick substance. It's not pure water. So memele, so I would think that the poisel of kainis mashke, that is something that you have water alone or a thin liquid. So memele, so kainis mashke is mafkia the shem keli. But since this is miyuchid for mechatas, which is not such a, not pure water, it's mixed up with ashes also. So it's a thicker substance, it's a more pasty substance. So I would think that it doesn't lose the shem keli. Even though it's bekainis mashke. So it says no. Legabi klicha, legabi mechatas. If it doesn't have a shem keli legabi mashke, it's possible. It's possible. Lemechat is a becholshkein. It's metaya. That's how he learns pshat. Lulei de mistafine. I thought maybe we could learn a different pshat. Dachsach mir. I mentioned before that legabe the din tahare. You have a keli that's oimid lemashke. You have a keli that is oimid lamashke. And you have a hole in the keli that is bekainis mashke. A hole bekainis mashke is metayr the keli. Again, I think, it doesn't matter where the hole is. The hole can be on top of the keli. But that is already called a shvire in the keli. So that means even though the keli is still functioning, because it could hold water till the hole, but that doesn't have any shaykhis to the tar of the keli. That's called that's called shviros ay metaros. That's called there was a shvir in the keli, because this hole is mafki. It doesn't matter the difference where the hole is, but this hole is mafki of the shimush of the keli. So mamel it's metar of the keli. For example, in simin kuf nun tes in erich hayim, when gabi hilchis netilas yadayim. So there the halacha is, now what happens if you have a keli, and it holds a revius, and there's a hole in the keli, but it's over the sheer revius. So the halacha is, if you can get the water out of the hole, so it's a kosher, it's kosher until it's yadayim. Because it's still, als keli, it's still usable. I have a hole there, so what's hot is the hole. So that's the chmir. So there, the chiddush is even though this keli, this hole would be mitayr the keli, bein tayra eitzol natilas yadayim. In hilchis tare, it's called it's mitayr the keli because that's called a shvir in the keli. Shvirosei mitayrosei. But legabi the shimush of the keli, you could still use it for natilas yadayim as long as you don't geese use the young geese over the hole, because over the hole doesn't have a teres keli in that. But if you can geese through the hole, so it's kosher until it should die. So that's a chmir, that's pshat in Taisvis. Taisvis is saying, toir melekadish bei mechatos, teitach amirah dike chiddish. That mechatos is not like hilchus until it should die. That any hole in a keli of kainis mashke, so it's possible, it's possible lekiddish yadayim. It's possible lekiddish mechatos. That's amirah dike chiddish. Kiddush Mechatos isn't totally in Shvirosei Metarosei. Kiddush Mechatos, I would think, that if it's usable, it's usable. This keli is still usable. You have a hole on the top. So, Shteitach Do Amoyre Dike Kiddush, that Toyer Melekadish by Mechatos, no. That a Nekev of Kainis Mashke passes it, that it's possible for Mechatos. So, this is a Fatarit Zichah possible. That's Poshit, it's possible. That's Shvirosei Metarosei. No, the chiddush is that a filo for mechatos it passes it. Toyer milahachshir boizroy. We had what is the din of a kli cheres that has a neker kidei shoyrish cotton, so then the din is that it is that it is that that the zroin become mechuber and there's no din hechsher anymore. Mashme, and we're speaking about chamesh midos bekli cheres. We're speaking about a kli cheres. Mashme the kli cheres boi nekide. That a kli cheres also needs a nekev to make it mechuba. The like a perish akundus bekam, but the gitten she perish the sfine shal cheres, the kivin she shal ofach shuve kenekuve, shive kenekuve. Rashi says in gitten, that a sfine shal cheres does not need a holding ganzen, since cheres is a type of an offer. So it's chashuve kenekuve, and here you see klal, that cheres needs a neket. Zuktaisvis ve'eis lekatze. We won't go into this. We'll go further. But lemaise d'chsam seifer and the svasemis both want to say on Rashi that Rashi only said this if it's touching the ground. If the cheres is touching the ground and both have a teiras offal, so then it's yoini. But if the cheres, then there's a din chibur and yenike, and it could go through, the yenike could go through the cheres. But if mamish is one is resting on the other. But if there's a hefsik ave bin time, then Rashi is also made that you need a nekev. Nikev kemaitzi rimay, toyer miklo. What happened if it was nikev kemaitzi rimay, then it is in ganzen toyer. Taimalari. Heichi koma de teuer miklum, efter am moitzi rimen et steuer, weil oi im jichtei le gistere, me kabel tumme. Ke zil bi me kabel tumme, ke de perisch be kuntres. Och be rushei vade keino, dat sicha azoi. That even if you have a large, a gistere, a broken keili is me kabel tumme. Schrei afilo im nishbulu beshvorem, daki me kabel im ashvorem tumme be teures gistere. Gistere, kshe nishar beshvorem shir hamafurish be meseches keilem. If something is left over, there's still a minimum shear. What is the minimum shear? If you have a gistere and it rests without smiche, it can support itself. That means, if when it was a kli sholem, it could be mekabel alug, so now it's mekabel b'chtei sichas eiver cotton, it's still mekabel tumen. In milugatso, if the keili before b'shlei musa was mekabel alugatso, so then now b'shvirosei b'revis, they have to be able to mekabel a revis. So al koponim there's a tumas gistere. So how do we say here, that nikiv kemaitzi rimay toyer miklum, it's not mekabel tumen anymore. Who says it's not mekabel tumen? Still mekabel tumen is gistre. You need yichud, good. You need yichud, but kapon. How do you say toyer miklum? Boit koshel arashbe, dava motzil ameimer, sheish midos bekli cheres. Sheish midos bekli cheres, and tell us the shir of gistre. V'yesh loimer, so Taisu says, "Dechshenishbar legamri hashvorim ruim legistere." So Taisu says that when it's broken in Gans, not you have a keli with a hole in it. So then it's roi legistere. Avol kshe keli sholim ela shenikev kemoitzirim. You have a whole keli with a hole in it. Ein roi legistere. Now it's not roi legistere. Gistere is now used. We learned before, you put a gistri, you put it underneath another keili, but if you have a whole keili with a hole, it is not roi to be used as a gistri. So memele, so afilo yichdoi, afilo was miyachade for gistri, it's also both for daite and for kolod. That's what Taisus answers. Avo mitech perish akuntres mash, me, rashi baish is nitazai, dachshenikev kemaitse rimoin, roi hu le gistri. The perish toyer miklum mishum keili, elim kematz niyoy mishum gistere. So according to Rashi, we're back to the kasha. That's from the Svasemis, wants to bring a raya to Rashi from a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim says if the handle broke off the keili, so it's metama mishum gistere. So you say even a whole keili is metama mishum gistere. Lav dafke, so some say a piece of a keili. Taisi learns dafke, dafne seyim, kalke seyim. Ula peirushai, hadalai nokat vav midais,
Leimairi elak sheyochel lehishtamesh kedarkon. Here we're speaking about when we're using the keli the way it was used till now. And we're not speaking about that. We're speaking about if you want to use it the way it was used till now. If it was used till now, you cannot use it to teiras gistera. Now, let us go to Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, the Zataisus that belongs on Tzadik Hei Amud Beis. We had Amir Dike Rashi. Rashi said Pshat, that you had a Kli Cheres, and a Kli Cheres had a hole, even though it was the size of a Rimoin, it is Matzel, Ba'oyel Ameis, you don't have to even cover it. Unless it was Nivchas Ruba, and Rashi says Alom this, because Tumah only goes through a Pesach, not through a Nekev. Unless it was Nivchas Ruboi, Nivchas Ruboi gives it a Teres Pesach. Zog Toisves, Ule Inyen Tzomit Posel, Ad Sheyipoches Ruboi. Peirish Rashi, Dein Tumah Nichneses Derech Nekev. Tumah will not go through a hole. The whole Kli Posuach Siv. You need a kli posuach, the derech pischoi nechneses, uloi derech nekev. Does not go through a nekev, only through a pesach. Umakshinon, so befrekta kasha, frashi, disnan beperik yudim esaches kailim, peilu matzilin betzomit posu, umatzilin bein mipiem, say you put the tzomit posu on the opening of the keli, bein mitzideyem, say you put the tzomit posu on, but you have on the side of a keli a hole. Va'afal pk, it says you need a tzomit posel on it in order to be matzil. Eile matzilin b'tzomit posel. If it was stuffed and covered. Matzilin bein mi p'yem, bein mitzidei. Mashmet the tzor shebukiv tzomit posel kshenikiv mitzidei. You need a tzomit posel. Va'oi, this nam bosa hochi, u'ba'meh mekifin, how do you seal a tzomet posel, besid, ubecharsis, ubecholdovo shul mismareich, everything that shmirs it, ve'ein makifin, but you cannot make a tzomet posel, loy bebat, loy beferes, b'nei shehu psil, ve'ein a tzomet. It's not tight enough. Mashme, de benekev kolshu, that means if it's not completely sealed, nichneses tumet. And according to Rashi, there's no union of a hole. Tumah does not enter a hole. Kasha number three. There was a hole in the chavis. And the shmorim that were nimtze in the chavis. So that stuffed up the hole. Hitzilua. So that's matzel, the dvorim anim tzoim in the chavis al tzomet posel. So here you have klor nikva, there was a hole, and you need a steamer, and the steamer is hashmorim, is matzel. Pokiko bizmoire, what if he stuffed up the hole with a branch? So that's not good. At sheyim rach min atzodim, he has to go and shmir, so something around it. It should be completely sealed. Hoyushtayin. What if he's stuck in two zmoiris? Achiyimach minat stodim and bein zmoira lachavot. Here we see claw. You have a hole and you have problems. How to seal the hole? According to Rashi, by holes there's no problems. No problems only originate by psochim, not by holes. Vayimari de'enom kushayis leperish hakuntras. Now, all these kashas on shvel. The vaadai bepesach nichneses tume. Afilu derech nekev kotten. Ubeinen ashi yisosam legamri kol ha-pesach. Alochi tzorch miruach. This is the third kasha. The second kasha. Vameh mekifen besidu bacharosis bachol dovo shum ismareyach. So he says, there we're talking about a pesach. If it has a Torah's Pesach on it, the Tumah will go in. So, Memele, by stuffing it up now, not completely, there's still openings there. So since Be'etzim, this is a Pesach, the tumah will go in. So you have to have a tzomit posel, it has to be completely sealed in order that the tumah should not go in. That means the minute there's a Torah's Pesach, the tumah will go in a mashu. So therefore you need it should be miruach. That's the teretz of the second kash. Allahachi tzorich miruach. Fine. That kasha, that tzideyim, if you have on the side, you also need a tzomit posel. What do you have on the side? I said on the side, you have a hole, you don't have a pesach on the side. Le'mayri shenikvoy, shenikvoy kesheva min atzad. No, that's not the story. If there was a nekiv on the side, you don't need anything. Ela nasal tzorich pesach. It's talking about that this opening from the side was made b'kavona l'tzorech Pesach. So the mele, so now you have to put, if it's a Pesach, you need a tzomet posel on the side. Oh, but ha'goizel l'shverach, there it says chovish enikva. There it says claw that it got a hole. Now this is a problem. Vahi da goizel the chovish enikva, mayrik shenifches aruba. That's speaking about that Nifchas Ruba. So Nifchas Ruba, we said, automatically it has a Teiris Pesach already. That was the din. Vim Hukav Tzomit Posel Atshi Yifchas Ruba. Ruba has a Teiris Pesach. So that's speaking about that was Nikva Ruba, that it got it now a Teiris Pesach, it was through a Neket. Yeah. Later we're going to see that by other types of kelim, the shiras kamaitzi rimoin, the choshev kepesa. And then the boy steam emalia. Then you need a steam emalia. So the vial, the reef, I emphasized all the kashas and rash. The rivo hikshe, the rivo had another kash. Mahodes nam be meseches kelim. Nekev ha'osui li oichlim. Shiyuram kezaisim. A nekev that is osi lo'ichlim. It means like this. You have a klicheres. And the klicheres is osi lo'ichlim. So shiyuram kezaisim. So the shir is a kezais. Ha osi lamashkin. If the keli was osi lamashkin, shiyuram kemashkin. Ha osi lekach lekach. What if it's osi lekach lekach? Matilin oisai lechumre b'tzomet posel. So we'll need a tzomet posel by koinis mashke. Ubekoinis mashke. Perished. Ki vin sha'osi le mashkin v'oichlin v'yesh boi nekev koinis mashke. V'yesh boi nekev koinis mashke. Ne matzo b'tzomet psil al mashe b'soichai. The gozer otto de meyuchet lamashkin lochodayu. Olini kabolas tuma ave kli kivin she meyuchet lo oichlin, o benekiv ki hai. Loi nichnes atume. So, Tachsam and Taisus is asking like this. Here it says, you have a keili that is osi lo oichlin lamashkin. So, legabi hilches tare, so since it's miyuchad la'oichlin also, so would not become toher till you'll give a nekev kemaitzi zayis. So in order to become toher, you won't make any kulis over here. That means min mikar adin, it is mekabel tome, since it's osi la'oichlin also. But we make chumres legabe hilches tzomet pos. That means, if legabe, If it would be miyuchid lamashkin alone, so it would not be metayer b'tzomet posel. That means, if you have a keli, and it's covered with a seal, and you have a hole there, and this keli is miyuchid lamashkin, so the din is, this hole will make that it's not metayer b'tzomet posel, because the tumor will go in. So memele, even though this is miyuchid la'oichlin also, so mi'iker adin, we would not, it should be metayer b'tzomet posel on the opening,
since this nekev is not a nekev ametayel. But lechumre, they said, it has a din nekev ametayel. Gzeire otu keili. That's miyuchid lemashken. In there, that's zicher a nekev of kainis mashke. Would not be toyer betzomet posel. Because the tumor would go through this nekev. So over here, So even though it's miyuchad la'ichlam, they gave it l'chumra din of miyuchad l'mashkin, and it is not metayr b'tzomit posel. So now we have the amir dikekasha and Rashi. He says, here we are speaking about a keli. Here we are speaking about a keli that has a hole, not a pesach, the size of a kainis mashke. And we say it is not metayr b'tzomit posel. That means this hole will bring in the tumah. Now Rashi told us holes do not bring in tumah. The tiritzri. So the Ri wants to for this also. The ho the boy hoch and nifchas ruboy. I kemoitzi rimoin. Hainu davke benike bemokem shenisha oit shir keili min hanekev ulamate. Kishir hamafurish behida maisi beilu treifis. That there is still a shir in the keli to hold something. Then we need a bigger hole to make it ois keli. Maybe makes it a pesach. Avol nikev lamata bimokim shenisha lamata min anekev kishir keli. Haveshir la oichlam bikizayis lamashkin bikainis mashri kehida meseches keli. That means if this nekev did more than make a hole in it. It made it unusable. So then, there's a different halacha. So this is mafkiya the shem keli. And then, in the size of the nekev is tolly if it's osi la oichlim, so the shir is a kezayis, osi la mashkin, the shir is bekainis mashkin. Because this nekev took away the whole shimush of the keli. So then it is not metayel. It's not it possible. Rabbeinu Tam meforish b'shmaiten hochi. Rabbeinu Tam is choylik an Rashi. Ad sheyivchas ruboy. So Rashi says, Rashi holds a nekev is not maybe a satumen. So if there's a seal on the top, so the oichlim and the keli are toyer. Till it's nivchas ruboy. Then it has a teres pesa. Then you need a tzomit posel on that pras. The Benetam says no. Ad she yifchas ruboy moyo tzomit posel. Till it's nifchas ruboy, it helps a tzomit posel. Im hanikovim nistomim. That means a hole that is less than ruboy. And be'etzim, they bring from Rab Chaim, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, that a hole that is metaya, a hole of kainis mashke by osila mashken, a hole of kainis zaysen by osila oichlen, a hole that is metaya is maybe yes atumah. And you need a tzomit posel on it. You have to cover that also. That what it says, that sheyifchas ruboy means as follows. That means till nifchas ruboy, a tzomit posel will help. After nifchas ruboy, a tzomit posel will not help. Avol be nifchas ruboy, oy be moitzirima, we'll see in other cases, moitzirima is equivalent to nifchas ruboy. Shuv einoy me elestime. Ela havi ki oichlin shegovlon betit. Then it loses the shame keili. So it's just like you have oichlim and you'll cover it with tit. So it is she'ein nitzoyle, kedamrin em bereish zvachim. Because the din is, davka a keili is matzel an oichlim, davka a kli cheres is matzel an oichlim. You cover it with tit and it doesn't have a shteiris keili on it, so it's mekabel tume, boyel ameis. Is that what it says in Agamor, the kivin she'en nifchas ruboy, since roiv of the keili became nifchas, botlo me teiris keili, so it's ois keili. So if it's ois keili, so then a tzomit posel won't help. Vahi dechovis shenikve ustos osmua shmorim. So according to Rashi, we had said, we had a problem according to Rashi, why need of a steam of Shemorim? So we said according to Rashi, that it was Nifchas Ruboy. And then you need a Tzomet Posel. According to Tosis, it was Nifchas Ruboy, a Tzomet Posel wouldn't help. So Vahi the Chovish Shenikva Ustamu HaShemorim, Ma'iri B'Shalayin Nifchas HaKishir, Ustasmu HaShemorim Kol HaNeket. So that means it has a hole. And the minute it has a hole, it has to be in Gansen Sosom. So Memele, so the Shmorim was Sosom the whole naked. For ho de boi rove hosom, Sosom agav chetzio mahu. What happens if there was a stopper that was Sosom half of the naked? Mao. Now, Tosfos has problems. So first we have to understand what the problems are. And then we'll understand, then we'll figure out what Tosfos is answering. Tosfos had a problem. Rashi learns the Gemara over there. Sosam agav chetzio mao. That means you had a hole. And according to Rashi, this hole was nifchas ruboy. It wasn't nifchas ruboy, a hole is tamas egonish megonish. You have a hole that was nifchas ruboy. And you go and put a stopper in half the hole. Now the hole is not nifchas ruboy. So the shaila is, does this steamer help? Do I say, now the hole is less than nifchas ruboy, so it's a hole? Or that the stopper is garnished? The stopper lamaise, the stopper doesn't make that the keli is not nifchas ruboy. It has already a teiris pesach. So the shaila is the stopper memayit from the teiris pesach? Because now, after the stopper, you do not have ruboy. Well, it's called nifchas ruboy already. Not nifchas ruboy. Now you need not. That's the shaila in the Gemara. Rashi could learn like this. According to Tosfos, Rabbi Netam was in very, very hot water. Let's explain. What is it speaking about? If it's speaking about that the hole was ruboy, so if it's ruboy, I feel like some apostle doesn't help. So what are you clearing if you stopped up half of it? Some apostle doesn't help if it's nifchas ruboy. So it's scaly. So it's speaking about that it's less than ruboy. So what if it's less than ruboy? So it's a pesach. So tumi goes in. No, we just learned whenever there's a pesach, it has to be sealed completely. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. So my male said, what are you clearing a shayla so some chetzyoy? So the Rabbeinu Tam, when the Rabbeinu Tam learned this Gemara, he got into very, very hot water. He didn't know what Stutzach though. That's the problem over here. Oho, the boy, Rove, Hosom, Sosom, Agav, Chetzi, Mahu, Hochi, Perushe. No. You don't learn. Rashi, God learns over there that only half of it was fashed up. The Rabbeinu Tam cannot even learn that way. Hochi, Perushe. Agav, Chetzi, half was fashed up. And the other half was with Shmorim. My. So what's the Shaila? Is this a good steamer? That means, whenever you have a hole, that's maybe a satume, so you have to be soisim it lagamri. Klerti gemore, can you be mitzarev, Shmorim, and an agav to make a good steamer? So the Gemara brings a raya mipokiko bismoira. That's the Gemara brings a raya to the shayli. He stopped it up with a zmoira. The lechshiva steamer. Beloy miruach bein zmoira. Lechavote. Ochenami lechshiva steamer. Agav chetzi. Stosmu shmorim chetzi. You see that even though you're stuck in two zmoiras, you have to already fill up all the holes. So agav chetzi shmorim chetzi. So it's not a good steam. Mishani hosam leikoy achikoy. There it won't hold. There it will hold. So may leave one paish. But that was the problem that the Rabbeinu Tam had, and that's how the Rabbeinu Tam got out of the problem. Let us go further in the Gemara. Omar Rabas, shamati kli cheres shiurai kemay tzirim. I heard that by Kli Cheres is a shir of Moitzirim. Omar le Rove, Shema loy shamata ela b'mukiv tzomet posel. Maybe this shir of Moitzirim is by mukiv tzomet posel. That if there's a hole of a Moitzirim, so then the tzomet posel will not help. And the Rimoin has a teiris pesach, let's learn according to Rashi, and that's what you heard.
Es lagabi tare kli cheres is bekezayis. Maybe you heard this shir of Meitzrim lagabi tzomet posel. Frag the Gemara, vaho rovu da oma mukim tzomet posel. Rovu, why are you giving him suggestions? You're telling him that he heard a shir of Meitzirimoin, that if it's mukim tzomet posel won't help. You said that you need nifches rubai in order to be soiser at tzomet posel. Verovu da'om ha'mukim tzomet posel at she'yipoches rubai. So what are you telling him now that he heard that the shir meitzirimoin is legabi tzomet posel? So the gemara loy kashe. Ha berav revi or ha bezutri. Zot Rashi. Ela b'mukiv tzomit posel, shim nikiv kamoi tzirimoin, ein ei matzah. Ha b'rav revi b'ruboi. If you have a large keli, a large kli cheres, so then, in order to get a teres pesach, you need ruboi. Ha b'zutri, you have a small kli cheres, kamoi tzirimoin, botolei mikeli. L'cheir ha-pashin, this is, afilu it's not ruboi. Moi tzirimoin, is enough to have a teres pesach by a small klicheres. Zok taisvis. Shema loy shamata ela b'mukiv tzomet posel. Aisiz Rova wanted a zuchanetze to tell him where he heard that there's a shir of remainim. Teimolari, nilma b'miyuchad l'remainim shama. We just said before on the Hey Midis that Rova had said, miyuchad l'remainim, it becomes toya b'maitzi remainim. V'nikiv, yeah, the Shama, Vitzrich La, Vitzrich, what's the Chiddish? La Fuki Midarabalosa, we're gonna have later on that Tarik Vava Medalev, the Oma Besomach, Nikiv Kemoitzi Zayis, Ein Loi Tume. Abalosa holds that Nikiv Kemoitzi Zayis, I feel it was Miyachid at Lerimoinim, it's not Mekabal Tume anymore. So maybe he heard that Kemoitzi Rimoin is Mitaya by Yichid Lerimoinim, but that's Mamish like Rovet. He said he heard Shamati Klicheres. Mai says by all Klicheres. Like this, it's only in the game. You can think of Klicheres. Maybe he heard Linyan Hechshir's Roim. That Hechshir's Roim, there is a Shir of Kirimoin. Command the Yoma Besomach Shi Urei Kemoitzi Rimoim Leperish HaKuntres the Besh Nechsh Zoy Pligi. Later Rashi says this Amach Loikis Amai Roim. If in Hechsh Zroim the Shir is Kemoitzi Rimoim or it's Kemoitzi Sherish Kotten. So maybe it's talking about Hechsh Zroim then Kena Mai Noka Kli Cheres Afilu Kli Yates Nami. Boi the Rove Sfira Leid Linyin Hechsh Zroim Shi Urei Kesherish Kotten. So Rove did not want to suggest to Ravasi that he heard Linyan Hechshir's Roim Kerimoin if he himself holds that the Shir is B'Sheirish Kod. Zok Toisvis Vaita, Ho B'Rav Revi, Ho B'Zutri. Perish B'Kunteris, Rav Revi B'Ruboi. By a big Keili, so the Shir is B'Ruboi. So Roim of the Keili is Nifras, so here's a Teres Pesach. Zutri, a small Keili, Kemoitzi Rimoin. Pekoshalari the ain zu shir. That's very unclear. Ma kori rav revi or ma kori zutri. Leiz eizo kemoitzi rimen. Big keili, small keili. I mean, this is very vague. When is it called small? When is it called big? Gini Shleimer says, brings rayas. It was yidua in the Mishnayas and Chazal. There were certain things that had been big and small. Nish sugefele. Al kapone. Venira lari. So the Ri says, Punfaker, the Berav Revi Kemoitzi Rimoin. Hey, Bikeli, you need Moitzi Rimoin. Ube Zutri, a small Keli, Shemoitzi Rimen Hu Yaisemi Roiv, Sagi Beroiv. And Roiv is enough. So now we know that when is it called big and when is it called small. That means, if Roiv is less than a Moitzi Rimoin, that's called a small Keili. So then, Roiv is Metaya. If you have already a Moitzi Rimoin, even though it is less than Roiv, that's a big Keili,
So then Maitzirimen is Metaya. Ha-ha, de koma, ad sheyipoches rubois. Ad sheyipoches rubois.
Now, we had before, now the Tosis is in very hot water. Because, let us see again the Lashon of the Hamidus. The Hamidus is, that, so the last midah was, Niket Kamaitzi Rimoinim, Toyer Miklo. So we're speaking about Kamaitzi Rimoin, Vimhukav Tzomit Posel, Achi Yipoches Ruboi. So it seems you need Ruboi after Maitzi Rimoinim. That means you need Ruboi. And according to Taisves, you don't need Ruboi if it's Maitzi Rimoin. If you have a rimain already, it's metaira filler avravi. So Taisa says, "V'od the komachi poches rubei lekoy ashir the moitzi rimain." It's not going on the previous case. Ela ashir the moitzi zayis on the previous case. We had over here shiurei be moitzi zayis. That's the shir tare by osi loichlan. And lagabi tzomit posel the shir is berubei. It's going on Maitzi Zayis. I'm talking about it's going back on case number four, on the previous case, the case of Maitzi Zayis. So it's Toyer by Maitzi Zayis, and Lagabi Tzomet Posel, it's Metayer by Rubai.